1, 2, 3, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, the big dick is here. Get ready.
May we start? Welcome back to another Tasty Tuesdays Talk. I'm Zebra. And today, welcome back on the show, Julia Scala. She was in one of our previous episodes about the cryptocurrency blockchain kind of introduction. She went from zero to millionaire in over a course of a couple years. And she's back with me, and we're going to get an update of, you know, the market, obviously, and a little bit what she's been doing over the course of the past several months. So how are you doing today, Julia?
Great to be back to the show, Zebra. Thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're back to Hollywood Boulevard. You were just in Japan.
Yeah.
I think you were, where were you going? Were you going back to Japan? I can't remember actually.
I was actually last year, London and Spain.
Okay, that's where you went after Los Angeles?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, because you left right after the show.
Yeah.
To catch a plane to
go to... Yeah, you took me to the airplane, yes. Yeah.
To London then.
Yeah. Oh, no, I actually went to the Spain first.
Spain.
No. I went to Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. You were going to the convention. That's right.
Convention, yes. At the time, the market was so good.
Yeah. How was that convention?
Okay. I met everybody and it was still... Market was good. Right after that, the Luna happened. Right around that time, the Luna crash happened.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, so many disaster incidents was happening, you know, the FTX and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And also Binance recently charged by SEC for their stablecoin, BUSDT. So like it's been trouble in the crypto market, but it's always this cycle. Like I think I talked about the cycle, right?
Yes, the cycle every few years.
Every four years. Yeah. The last time was 2017 and then 2021. And next going to be 2024 to 2025.
You're saying 24, but if it's on the cycle, then...
Yeah, 25. More,
but you were mentioning 2024 was the year.
But I mean, like every 4 years anyways, yeah. So every 4 years, Bitcoin have halvings.
Mm-hmm.
And then following that halvings, market's going to shoot up. And then after Bitcoin, the second coming is Ethereum. And then following that is altcoin. All the shitcoins going to shoot up. So like it's always that order. When the Bitcoin is not doing well, or the Ethereum not doing well, all the altcoin kind of tend to be down as well. Mm-hmm. So
what was the buzz in this convention when you were there back in, I think that was May,
at the
June?
Time, at the time,
was that June or May?
NFT was big still.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
now
it was May.
Not, yeah.
That was May, right?
May or June. End of the May to June, yeah.
Because I was telling you off the air that we had... My metaverse guests, they were going to the NFT convention. That was in like June 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it was right before that you're in Austin. But what was the buzz? Like, what was the energy of the people, everyone in that convention at that time, since that was 9 months ago?
Yeah, nine months ago, yes. Well, the Austin is now it's becoming, you know, up and coming tech, sassy, hip. In a trendy city.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all the tech people are there. And, you know, South by Southwest, I think they do music, movies.
It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, March 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first week of March.
Oh, yeah. Now a week. Yeah. Now a week or so.
Yeah, so that's the place to be, seems like. It used to be convention was always in New York. But after COVID pandemic, New York wasn't many crypto people left from New York or California because the taxes.
Yeah, going to Florida or Texas.
Yeah, Florida, Texas, Puerto Rico.
Plus, New York was shut down, so Texas was open. So yeah. You could continue your activities, your conventions.
Yeah.
While they were still locked down, or even here was locked down at the time.
At the time, I remember we had to wear the mask.
Yeah. I think we were still wearing, we still had to wear it when you came in,
Yeah.
That was just several months ago, which is kind of
Not in Austin.
Yeah.
Everybody was drinking. Mm. More than 5,000 people are there.
Yeah, of course. They were like that. They were like that for a while.
Yes.
They were there. They locked down for a month. Yeah. But what was the, did you learn anything? Obviously things have changed drastically, like you said, since that time, but what were they talking about? Like, what were they thinking about predictions for the future?
Well, many big players, like institutional people are joining this market in cryptocurrency. Before, Jamie Dimon said Bitcoin's a scam or something like that. Mm-hmm. But now all the big banks and hedge funds, investment company, they are start involving this industry big time. So before it was like more like a 90 people's gathering together. Mm-hmm. It was smaller, the individual people who it was like more like libertarians get together type of thing. Mm-hmm. But now it's like more big scale. And then what felt difference is many people made the money all of a sudden, like a year lucky one, like maybe they had a Dogecoin or Shiba Inu coin, and it was really showing off their Lamborghini,
right?
With all the dog sign and on top, so they probably made the money from the dog coin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's no use case for that thing.
Yeah, you were mentioning that last time. Like a play coin.
Yes. Yeah. Many things in crypto is like that.
Yeah. But what is it like for Dogecoin, for example, for us that don't know, what is that company?
It's not a company. It's a hobby coin.
A hobby coin.
The guy like
the
dog.
Like a Pokemon card.
Yes, Pokemon card. Yes. Dog. He had a Shiba Inu.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made a coin just fun of it. But Elon Musk really liked the coin because it's cute.
And he brought up the price. Yeah, and brought down the price. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything to do with, play to earn coin, I was talking last time too. Yeah. Anything the crypto is kind of, sometimes most of the coin has momentum.
Right.
Meaning it's going to be good for a while, but it's not going to last forever.
Yes.
That can be, it's called a hype,
Yeah. And I think people from the outside that are not into the crypto world, they look at it as a kind of almost a gimmick as well, though. Mm. If you look at it from other people, they see people get rich real quick, and then they see the people that get in after it don't make any money. They actually lose money.
Right.
Especially like these play to earn, because we were talking about Stepin was one of them, the GST coin. And you were telling me how the people who got on it right away were making a lot of money. They were making, you were at the time, were making $50 a day just walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And you got me into it. So I got onto it. And I just saw the coin actually get drastically lower and lower. But we saw the shoes. So the people that don't know, you buy these NFT shoes and it encourages you to, fight climate change so you can walk, be a healthier person, walk, running. There's different types of shoes. And the shoes were at one time, weren't they like $800? I mean, when I was looking at it, but I think it was a lot long. You had a friend that bought
a lot more. Well,
it was like thousands of dollars. Thousand. But then we saw it go all the way down to 200.
Yes.
So I think I bought three were at like 600 pop or something.
Mm.
I don't remember. Maybe between 600 and 800 at that time, because I think they were double that. I think like 2,400.
Oh,
when
you
first show me it, and then it started going down.
But
like, for example, like someone like myself or any other, like a lot of people that got onto it, you saw some money come. Mm. Saw some money coming in, but it just plateaued. I mean, well before I got in.
Mm.
And the coin has just gone down lower and lower since.
Yeah.
So what do you say to, you know, people like that, like myself, like you see from the outside, oh, you can see this opportunity, but it's usually a little bit too late for a lot of us.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that happens because...
how do you, I mean...
It's not just a stepping coin. Around that time, everything, you know, shoots down. So like the company who had... it was not just a stepping coin. It was fun. It was really making, you know, money in a good way, like you said.
Yeah, but and they also had was developing a team that looked like it was legitimate, the Adidas guy, right?
Yeah, they dumped the coin, I think, eventually because they had to pay, you know, overhead, like employee by cash. And then...
Well, you said that also the China thing when they banned China.
They banned China.
That was when it dropped a little bit. But all these were assumptions and speculations. And then, but it from, like I said, again, from the outside, you see all these other people getting rich, just like any type of crypto coin. But then the other people that are like, oh, I'm convinced, let me do it. But it seems like they missed it. But I guess that could be compared to anything, even like kind of stock markets in a way. If you don't buy it when it's low, you miss your opportunity.
Yeah.
Because... like you said, it goes in these cycles, right?
Yeah.
So right now would be a perfect time.
It's a perfect time to get in, actually, because everybody is thinking crypto is dead. It's winter time.
Yeah. Why do they think it's dead? What was the reasoning?
What happened? Like, well, FTX, the Sam Friedman, he did really, you know, bad things to the market, and many people are afraid, and they are getting out. So, you know, it was, but now is the time to get in, I think, because if the market's coming up, I went through the drastic drop before like 2018. It was worse because Ethereum went down to $98 from the $1,400, the top, to $98. Bitcoin was $20,000 to down to like $3,000. I felt like everything going close to zero, you know? It was scary. So I went through that. And then compared to that time...
No, it's nothing.
Nothing. Yeah,
I think Bitcoin went down to... I think it was like high 15,000 at the lowest.
Yeah, the lowest. From 70,000.
And then I saw Ethereum actually around... It was 800 something. I thought, wow, that's a great price.
From close to 5,000 to 800. So it was scary.
Yeah.
So, but still from $98 or something, it's still good size, you know, nothing compared to, you know, before. That was actually highest high in the 2017. Ethereum, the highest high was 1400. Then Bitcoin was around $20,000. So now the back four years back, that was highest high. Now it's lowest low is around that price. So it's not the end of the world for me.
So were you not convinced by FTX? Why didn't you, did you invest in anything?
Not the FTX, but I invested another project called Celsius. Now they're in trouble. They're in the cold. So I heard about investment. It all started from Luna token. You know, Lung token, the Korean guy, you know, he pegged one Luna for one Bitcoin, something like that. But he messed up. He made a stable coin and there was really high yield. And then he did something wrong. And then now everything started from there and then everything started drop. And then, you know, once that happened, it's going to down spiral. It was keep going up. So I thought Bitcoin might gonna hit 100K, you know, 100,000. And then I thought I'm gonna sell it. And then, you know, it didn't hit that far. But next time, I mean, when it's happened, halving happened, it's gonna be huge again.
Why do you say that? Do you think because there's more people in it? Well, why would it drive up to be that 100K?
Well, Bitcoin started 25 cents or less. to buy the one Bitcoin, one pizza, they had to spend lots of Bitcoin to buy the Bitcoin, you know, buy one pizza before what was the first purchase. It was a history, like a historical thing. So the how it started was, many people mining by their own computer, and then there was not much use case for it before, and then that was used for mainly, you know, the Silk Road thing.
Yeah. You illegal, mentioned that last time. Yeah,
illegal
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
but they don't want to be tracked by credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to. So Bitcoin itself is just a technology. It's not a bad thing, but it was more use case for starting use case for through that website called the Silk Road. So that's how, you know, becoming popular. Unfortunately, like all that dark side of this society, they start using Bitcoin for payments, know.
Yeah.
So, but now I have a Coinbase card. I can use normally use for anything, like not like a credit card, like a prepaid card. I put the credit card, Ethereum, Bitcoin, any of the coin on the cards, and then swipe any country. So, which is kind of convenient, but before there was no use case, not you know, good for the payment system, because I mean, like, still not good for the payments because the price fluctuates a lot. So, but then I'm very hopeful. I think Bitcoin's more honest and better than dollar, for my opinion. I don't think to recommend to do the same like I did, because it's really mental game, like a mentally stressful.
Yeah. Well, you can remind us, like, what did you do to become, you know, financially free? You did a risky thing.
Yeah.
So
I had to hustle.
Yeah.
I had to take chances.
Yeah, but you want to explain or no?
Yeah, I'll tell you you know, how the diamond become diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Only the one survived that lots of pressure can become diamond from coal, right?
Right.
The same thing. If you can survive this pressure, you can become diamond,
mm-hmm.
you know? So this very stressful time is necessary to become diamond, I think. The true things, true one can only, you know, remain this market. And many people exit with loss. I still hold it. Even the Stepan coin, I think someday might be come back. You never know when.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. I mean, why would I stop playing the game and earning money, even though it's like nothing?
Yeah.
But if one day it did go back up, even a little bit, you see some return on investment there. I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if it's still around, why not still use the platform?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only benefiting you in the end, because you're walking. That app was made to get you more exercising and become healthier. So just turn on the app when you're walking.
Yeah, right? I do.
Yeah.
Every day, like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even feel like making effort for that. It's very effortlessly making money type of thing. And then you never know when it's going to shoot up again.
Yeah.
So if something triggers, it's going to boom.
There's not any, have you got no word on any other like play to earn platforms?
Oh, there might be a many.
Yeah. But right now, not so much because
of the market.
Yeah, market.
People are scared. Yeah. But then like,
it's only like everything comes alive when things are, you know, when everyone's making money, but when the market's, you know, every day it's a positive, then that's when all these things kind of rise out of thin air.
Yeah.
And like, oh, let's try this thing and let's try this. And like all these different play to earn games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people maybe jump on the bandwagon and hopefully make some money. But like I was saying before, you know, usually to get to most people, it's a little bit too late.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be in the end. Be in the end. kind of
want to be the one of the first, yeah. right? And then get out the first.
Yeah.
When everyone is getting, it's the time to get out, actually.
That's a good point, yeah.
So, like...
Or at least kind of sell a good amount of what your earnings are.
Yeah.
You know, and...
You need to decide when to exit, too. You know, when... And you need to decide. Cannot be just be greedy if you want to be profitable.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because you eventually have to sell.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah, because if it goes back down, I mean, then you're really stuck with it all.
Yeah, you need to realize the profit. Otherwise, you just see the numbers go up and down and see, oh, I'm rich today. I made that much money.
Yeah, but you never took anything out.
Yeah, if you don't, how do you feel you're rich? You know, you need to kind of sometimes... enjoy what you made the effort for. So like sometimes like maybe 20% up, you cash out and enjoy for, you know, actual life, you know. Otherwise it's a desert. Like numbers goes on up and down and not doing anything for me. I feel good. I feel like rich, but just a number if I don't do use for something, you know. So like, but other stuff I wanted to talk about is Bitcoin is great because, you know, last year Canada had a truck driver had a, what's called, demo strike.
Yeah, the strike.
Yeah, don't want to do vaccinated to be a driver. Right. So what happened is government shut down their bank account, not just bank account, they shut down credit card too. So truck driver were really, you know, hitting the wall. They couldn't live without the credit card or the bank, their own money.
Oh,
they
yeah.
didn't have
I
access for
I heard about this,
it.
Yeah. And the government wanted to shut down their crypto, but the blockchain said, big F you, right?
Yeah, the Bitcoin was the only way they could survive, a truck driver survive, because some people from the world watching that happen, they helped the people, you know, the truck driver, so they could survive. They didn't have access to their own any money, any type of source of money. So when the government is so controlling, it's like a very extreme case.
Well, yeah, that is an extreme case.
Yeah, but right. How much do you trust the, you know, fiat, the government producing money? How much?
They produce money that they don't have.
Right. For example, I'm Japanese. Right now, Japanese yen's look really, really doing bad. So I'm kind of glad I don't really have yen. Instead, I have a big crypto. So I kind of hedge from the value of the fiat currency going down. I mean, if I was like stuck with my Japanese yen, the world's too expensive for me, you know? And also the reason why I could be able to stay in London or the Europe so long last year was because I have a crypto, which I can use with my credit cards, you know, the prepaid credit card. And the dollar still the stronger than the euro or the pounds. Pounds was a historical low last year, summer. You know the president prime minister have to resign because of what she said, and then I felt like all this government money is very relative. Not you cannot like blindly trust the government money, because one day is this, you cannot like, they cannot maintain the value. Maybe the U.S. is strong enough to experience that yet, but the weak country, like Europe becoming weak because of war going on, and Japan's not doing well because we have a depopulation problem. Not many people having sex, too stressful. no time for making babies there.
Yeah.
So the yen value's depreciating every year, like, so when that happened, how are you going to hedge your asset money? You know, you don't want to be poor with the country together. You don't want to die with the country. So like to hedging against this, you know, inflation or the deflation, I think crypto was one way to maintain your finances. I thought also, I don't want to work too many hours. It's kind of hard for me. It's the same effort to make $1 to make $5, $1,000 to $5,000, or $1 million to $5 million.
You're talking about
crypto investment.
Oh, in crypto.
If I do investment to make 5x, 10x, the same effort is like just a click away, you know? So.
A little easier said than done.
Yes. So I would. Any type of investment, if you believe in it, I believe cryptocurrency. So I'm invested big time, but I don't recommend to everybody. Like I said, it's so much pressure and just any kind of hedging is, I think it's necessary to save your asset in the future because we don't know where the world's heading to really because China and America is not good relation right now. And then I'm in the middle of the, between China and America. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Japan's going to be in danger. So if the war happens, what's going to protect me, you know? Like.
Well, your crypto will be around.
It's still around.
Yeah.
And easy to move around too without permission of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard for me to ask my Japanese bank to transfer Japanese yen to States. They asked me so many questions to move my own money, treating like their money. So like, and taking too many, they said 2 weeks, 10 to 2 weeks to see my money to hit my American bank account. I said, that's too long. I don't know when we're going to get it. So like SWIFT system, I don't really like if you want to do the international funds transfer.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't done it. No.
Okay. It's a pain in the ass.
This for the Swiss.
Yeah. SWIFT, that's really not good system. It's like a dinosaur to me. I don't know what I don't like is that the first 1944, it was fixed rate. The dollar was $1 was 35 ounces of the gold, right?
Yeah.
And then 1977, the President Nixon decided no more pegged with that gold. They decided no collateral. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, what? How can you one day you doing this and then all of a sudden say no more, you know, backup and collateral?
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect example of government.
Yeah.
Stepping in, you know, when something's working, change it and then kind of falls into pieces.
Yeah. One day they decide to do that, but how come?
I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
So what's going to happen is to buy, it's not the, because of the government printing so much dollar or money, yen, whatever the currency is, they're printing because they can. And then in the future, like right now, to buy something, you need more dollar because dollar value or the yen's depreciating, like getting less and less and less. So to buy the same things, you need more dollar. It's not pricing is going up. Because of the dollars depreciating or the yen's depreciation, you need more to afford same band.
Yeah, it's a combination of both. I mean,
yeah,
it's the value is depreciating, but things are more expensive.
I mean, because of they printed too much money.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, during the COVID time, you saw that chart, right?
Yeah.
They printed more than ever.
Yeah, of course. And then we're still printing out money. So, I mean, what can you do? I mean, $1 billion was a lot, you know. They were doing $1 trillion packages, mm-hmm. and $1 trillion is like chump change now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what's that after that, right? It's just, but it was bound to happen. It was going to happen after mm-hmm. COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we continue to spend more money. So what do you expect?
Right.
Right. And other countries are doing the same thing. Right.
Yeah, printing more and more. Mm-hmm. So to hedge against that, you have to have some type of, you know, protection for yourself. I was choosing cryptocurrency for that purpose, for one, not just getting rich quick type of thing.
Yeah, you said it wasn't a quick to rich scheme anyways. You said
many
it was,
people doing that though, for yeah, that reason.
Well, I think the people that are doing it are throwing in millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
right? So they can, it's like day trading.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, trading huge amounts of money
mm-hmm.
and making it and then getting out, right?
Yeah.
The most common folk, you know, are just people that are just putting a little bit of the money, investing and hoping, you know, one day, like mm-hmm. maybe like yourself and other people, it'll grow over
yeah.
the 4 years or 5 years or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a investment for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's majority, but you're always going to get the mm-hmm. high rollers, you know, mm-hmm. I guess playing with their money to yeah. make more money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way around that, I don't think.
High rollers?
Yeah, the people, yeah, the millionaires. The people have a lot of money that can mm-hmm. that can do take mm-hmm. take more risks, you know?
People who doesn't have money also, like me, taking risk too.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you, right, how I invested back
yeah, yeah.
in COVID time. I borrow money.
Yeah, that's
from
what
government.
That's what I was trying to ask you earlier if you wanted yeah. to explain that.
I borrow the money I don't have.
Yeah.
And then I invested whole in crypto.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend everybody do that, but I did that anyways because I believe in it.
Yeah.
You know? All depends on what you really believe. And also, I do not recommend to have money in the hot wallet, anything associated with the internet, not too much. The most safest place is, I would say, cold storage, like off from the internet. Keep everything in USB.
Okay.
Because there's many hackers in this right. world. And then sometimes if the company is shut down, you cannot withdraw the money. Exchange shut down, like FTX, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot shut down your own money, right? You have no way to access your own money, so you don't have a control over. So if you have a control over to something, I would say smart to have, you know, the Trezor. I use Trezor and also the Ledger Nano.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy from Amazon. So those type of things are very, very highly recommended. Anything can happen in this market. I even think this year is going to go down more because it's been bad news nonstop.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it went back up a little bit. So
right.
from its low.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's going to go back to its low and
again,
go
yeah.
back lower?
One point it's going to go down more, I think.
$98?
I hope.
You hope? Then you might be very stressed.
No, I'm going to buy more if it doesn't happen.
I know, but then, you know.
Be prepared.
Yeah. But you said it's, you know, stressful.
It can be, you yeah. know.
So if it goes down low, like yeah. 2018, mm-hmm. I mean, but you're confident, you're optimistic,
I started in 2015 or 16, end of 2015. So I started Bitcoin with $600,
mm-hmm.
and then Ethereum $25. Compared to that time, I'm already more than 10x, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I don't. It doesn't really, you know, hurting me.
Yeah.
Not much, but still stressful. The reason why is before I thought, oh, I feel like I can buy the world type of you know,
mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because, you know, you can't predict the future. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how confident you are that it could go up to 100K.
Right.
There's a chance it might not ever.
But this situation right now, we are seeing lowest low is not forever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
But no one, like I was saying, I'm just saying you can't predict the future. So
right.
No one knows exactly what's going to go on. It's all assumptions, all predictions.
Yeah.
So you just go with your gut and, you know, hope for the best, right?
Hoping the best.
But if you're confident that it will go back up and you study the graphs, you know the cycles and it. Historically, it always goes back up.
The halving time. Yeah, watch out the halving time. Check out the date of halving days. And from there, in 1 month or 3 months, it's going to shoot up. Historically, since the Bitcoin was born.
So do you know those dates?
Yeah, I can give you the exact date. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to Google now? Next halving date.
Sure.
Those are the dates you need to kind of watch out. halvings.
Halving.
Yeah.
Halving.
Yeah. Halving days. So those are the time I would say shoots up to the skyrocket. From there, it's going to be upwards trend. So 2024, the countdown. There's a website.
The countdown.
Yeah, countdown.
Here. Dun dun dun.
Here you go. 394 days and 7 hours 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So March 29, 2024, that's going to happen.
Okay. That's the beginning of the halving.
Yeah, here. So now this year will be the year for the preparing for halving.
All right. So it says new Bitcoins are issued by the Bitcoin network every 10 minutes for the first 4 years of Bitcoin's existence.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of new Bitcoins issued every 10 minutes was 50. Every 4 years, this number is cut in half. The day the amount halves is called halving or halving.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the chart.
Right.
Bitcoin halving chart.
Those days... Okay, so the next year, the March, around that time, be careful, watch out. It's going to be accessory.
There's a big clock counting down.
Yeah.
394 days, 7 hours, 19 minutes.
Yeah, you want to get in before the halving happens.
So you want to get your investments before 394 days.
Yes. Next year, March 29th, before those days, actually... If it's getting too close, it's kind of dangerous. I would say anytime this year, maybe next time you feel like you can get in, maybe get in.
Right? Whether it's $100 or $1,000
or
$10,000, anything is better than nothing.
Well, I also bought the Bitcoin $4,000. I thought that was too expensive.
When people are saying $20,000 for Bitcoin is cheap now.
Like, yeah, get it.
or get a piece of it, right?
Least, I think triple the what the invested.
But you were telling me the other day when I was joking around with you. I said, oh, I bought a Bitcoin in a quarter. I sold my investments now I bought a Bitcoin. You're like, no, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I recommended to buy the Bitcoin to all my friends when the Bitcoin was $2,000. All my friends said, oh, Bitcoin is so expensive. But some of the friends, the brave one, bought $400 or $500 just to try it out. But it went down. So that was back in 2018. And they said, oh, Bitcoin's going down, down, down. So they got very negative. They didn't stick around. Now the $2,000 Bitcoin never going to happen. That was a bargain. You know, think about 2018, which is only 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Then I was saying, why you didn't keep the Bitcoin? My friends had the one Bitcoin, but sold for with the loss.
Hmm.
because of
the
fear.
They sold the loss?
Yeah, because
That's
of
crazy.
The fear. They're scared.
A fear for what? I mean, they bought it for 400.
I mean, like one Bitcoin. So the other one, I mean, this person bought $2,000. Yeah. And then the other one bought $400 worth Bitcoin. Like,
yeah. Well, if you don't have the money.
Fraction of the.
Yeah. If you don't have the money, then if it's then don't do it. I'm saying like, you know, because if you really,
scared?
If you need that money, you know, and you're going to sell it anyway because you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
Just you kind of have.
If you like a weak hands and weak belief, yeah. Don't do it. You yeah. cannot become a diamond.
But, yeah. But if it's an investment, like say you take $1,000, right? Mm-hmm. You got to say, kiss that $1,000 goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be okay with letting it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you lose it.
Yeah.
So if you're not okay letting that money go and mm-hmm. losing it, then mm-hmm. don't get in.
Because yeah,
then you have the stomach for it. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, if
you're gonna
you
sell
need the money for the living.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't. Not that level. Because you have to eat. You have to pay the rent and, you know, the cost of the living. Those investment money is you can live without. Type of money mm-hmm. to play with. So.
Or just get another job and make sure you get in and invest. Before halving.
Before. Make sure to before, yeah.
394 days.
394 days, they say.
A countdown.
Yeah, yeah. So I have something to look forward to now, you know? Don't you think?
Yeah. What do you? So what is your daily routine? Do you check the market? All the
of like, course, in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but are you making decisions? Are you changing? Are you reallocating funds? Are you just monitoring it? Because nothing's really going on at the moment.
Well, right now I have to kind of browse the world. The world is changing after COVID. You know, the world's going on. And I wanted to change the scenery to see how people live. I was in the US States before, you know, lived here. I have a storage and then I wanted to try out Europe. And I tried Spain. I tried the, what's called it, London. Because nowadays, you know, people live remote. Because of pandemic, you can be nomads, you know, they're still nomads. So
yeah, but you're living in different, nice. But you know, when people say remotely, they're usually sticking to one place. But you're, you know, Spain,
why
Madrid, London. You know,
yeah. Why have to be restricted to one place?
No, of course you. I'm saying you can.
Yeah. I have a laptop. You know, Wi-Fi is everywhere.
Well, you live the laptop life.
Yes. And it's fun. I like to change the scene because I want to experience what this, you know, art can offer the most out of my life. And it's not just one country, because if you stay in one place too long, the vision of view or the way of thinking is kind of stuck.
Yeah.
You cannot foresee good side and bad side.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have to travel. That's what you're doing. I mean, you can live in one place, but I recommend traveling if you can. You travel around the world. That's the only way you really can learn outside of your box.
Yeah.
Just traveling. Traveling's the best education.
Yeah, so. Also the geological arbitrage things. It made sense for me to be outside the States because dollar was strong last year, especially against English pound sterling and euro. So I felt a lot. You know, if you're living U.S., spending U.S. dollar, you don't appreciate dollars, right? Because this is strong currency outside of U.S., but when you are States, everything's kind of also expensive. So you don't feel that you are rich, but when you once step out the country.
Of course. I mean, you go to any cheaper country, you can live like a king or queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I felt I was like having a good time, you know, because I like to like diversify my currency, not just yen. I have a dollar. Mm-hmm. I have a Singapore dollar to hedging against any type of putting money elsewhere.
People in Japan, are they do you have a community out there that's big into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency?
Yeah, you know, the Japan was original. They had original exchange called Mt. Gox. So many Bitcoin OG were there.
OGs?
OGs, yeah.
Original Bitcoin OGs were from Japan?
Yeah, mostly, yeah. They are there. They put the money in Bitcoin at the Mt. Gox, and then that's the only legit place, supposed to be legit place to buy Bitcoin other than mining or something, you know? Other than that, people have to OTC. You have to meet people in a coffee shop, mm-hmm. give your cash. It's dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
That was the only way people can buy Bitcoin from some people who are mining before the exchanges. So Japan has many Bitcoin currency group. Yes.
Okay. So there's quite a bit of people that are involved.
That's true. But taxation for crypto is really high now. The government does, maybe states too. They don't like the crypto. They want to ban the crypto. Yeah. They kind of, all my friends are moved out to Dubai now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rich one.
Yeah. I mean, everyone moves to Dubai eventually. Keep your money. But speaking of real estate, you mentioned real quick, but Japan has a special real estate program mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah, that's true.
You can get a free house.
Free housing plus money to fix it.
Yeah.
But it's a countryside, yeah, you know?
Very pretty.
It's pretty. They have lots of nature.
One coffee shop. One noodle shop.
Yes.
Yes.
And lots of lands.
Yeah.
And big housing and gardens.
And so why are they doing this?
The young people tend to aim Tokyo because yeah. Tokyo has economic center of economy and academic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a stepping stone for me. Being in Tokyo is meeting people, hustling. Mm-hmm. It's like New York. It's not the forever place. It's a place to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You can make most out of, meet people, stimulating. But once you find someone to settle with, or have a family, maybe countryside is not a bad idea, I think. The reason why is they offer a free house. Mm-hmm. Because old people die, right?
And it doesn't go to anybody.
No, not going to anybody. No. It's empty house. There's so many in the countryside. Sadly, these houses are beautiful.
Mm.
And
big houses.
Yeah, like, beautiful, 100 years old. They're still good shape.
Like how large are these houses? Do you know square footage or no?
I don't know the square
footage. What about like
20 rooms? Sometimes
20 rooms?
Yeah, like a temple. Nobody is going to that.
I was
temple.
Thinking like 3-bedroom and 1-bath, no. But 20 rooms, they probably have 15 bathrooms.
Yes, a lot.
Or maybe 19 bathrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. So my friends live in temple because nobody is really going that temple.
When you get a free temple, I'm moving.
Yes. they have.
And they pay you.
They pay you to fix it.
Yeah.
The livable. So they have to renovate around the water.
So they have to make it livable to move in.
But the government give you yeah. the money, but the conditions you have to be there
for three years.
3 years, or they have a condition that you have to have a physically there, or you cannot just have an address.
Yeah,
and they're gonna check time because they want people to live there.
Yeah. So how far are these areas, these towns from, say it was on in the mainland from Tokyo?
It's actually 1 hour by train.
Oh, so it's not too far. But it is a train ride, so.
If it's farther goes, it's.
That's with the bullet train, so it is kind of far.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the normal train too.
Yeah.
But even 1 hour is really far for the Tokyo people. They want to be close as possible to yeah. the center. But center is overpriced
mm-hmm.
and tiny. And I do not want to live in the center of Tokyo. I live there right now just because it's convenient and it's easy to hustle. We have an earthquake issue. So I don't want to put some money in the Japanese property in center of Tokyo. And then one day, the Taki happened. you know, Syria happened, I feel so bad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to the, you know, nothing. So like, it makes sense to live in maybe countryside when you have a partner. I don't want to live there alone because it's so isolated.
Yes, you become a monk.
People move to countryside, have a maybe boyfriend, girlfriend, friends. Not just one, because they're going to give you the big house. Friends, like friends of people who get tired of Tokyo city life.
They get a party house.
They live together.
You could get a big house. You could have a lot of guests.
It's not just the house. Sometimes, you know, the abandoned the school. Mm-hmm. There's not many kids in countryside, especially. We have a depopulating.
Yeah, I was thinking you'd probably be homeschooled.
Yeah, but some of the people I know, they live in a school. It used to be a preschool.
Mm. So you get a preschool.
Bunch of things. They need to kind of, I hope they like renovate for maybe the hotels or something useful. I hope. Turn into something people.
Well, if no one wants to live out there, then it's going to be very difficult to renovate it and have, you know, if the population's very low and all the young people are moving to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a little bit of an issue.
The hazardous, yeah. Moving
well, you said
to
a
city.
Lot of younger, mostly the younger don't want to live in the country, right?
Because there's no way to meet other young people. Yeah. It's hard. It's almost like a people who you grow up together.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to expand the, you know, possibility of, you know, marriage. Possibility, potential. Asia is really important. The guy to have stability because it's a
different
game.
The women want to be taken care of.
That's Asia, yeah.
So Japan's kind of old school where the man is a breadwinner.
But not nowadays, many lonely women in Japan.
Yeah.
Because for some reason there's more female because all the guy was sent out to the kamikaze. Mm. So many guy that...
Yeah, died.
So Japan has more female than the eligible bachelor. So what happened is so many pretty girls are single. And sometimes these pretty girls keep the young guy.
All right,
in the
guys.
House.
All you guys out there, it's time to go to Tokyo.
So like some people, you know, the girls sometimes, you know, start making good money. So sometimes like they have. The guys, like good looking guys in the house, you know, like being the hardworking woman like to be comfort, you know, when at home. Maybe the guy's really good, charming, and take out her stress and good cook or something like that. That works sometimes nowadays, you know. So many.
Well, roles are being switched out there too.
Yes, big time.
All right, Julia. So any final words?
Well, watch out the halving time and then fraction of the Bitcoin or the Ethereum I would recommend to buy. Altcoins is hit and miss. It's like a unicorn, the finding unicorn type of investment. So when it's like you think Bitcoin too high, Ethereum too high, you want to find altcoins, fine. You might hit the, you know, jackpot, like. It's almost like a gamble to find a unicorn coin. But before anything invest, before the halving is the key.
394 days.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for your time. Thank you for seeing you again. Thank you for chatting down and
it was fun
getting down.
Seeing you. Thank you for inviting again this show. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you again.
Tasty Tuesday!
Thanking you for your time this time. Until next time, we'll see you again next week, same time, same channel.